Okay, the daf is Bavasra daf Kuf Samaches. Kuf Samaches in this special night edition of Daf Yomi, Bavasra Kuf Samaches. Again, as the Rambam says, special secrets of Torah are revealed at night. So we get this opportunity and try to get it in there before I have to run. Okay, again, this daf is chock full. There's a lot to talk about. We'll try to touch on as many issues as we can, but no, Yesh Yoser Harbe Yoter Kan. There's a lot more here. But we will touch on what we can, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up again on Tuesday. Okay, so we are on the bottom of Kuf Samach Zayin Amibes. Hahu Tavra. There was a shovar. Remember in Tuf and Shin switch in Aramaic? So it was a shovar. We just said in the previous Gemara that the sofrim and the edim have to recognize both the husband and the wife when it comes to a get and when it comes to a shovar. So, Hahu Tavra, Davi Chasam Alei, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. There was a shovar that Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba had signed. He was one of the signatures on it. Asya l'kameh hahi itza. The woman that had the shovar came in front of him. And she was claiming that this wasn't her shovar, it wasn't her, and therefore she's still entitled to her ksuba. Amar leh lava nahave. It's not me. It's not me. Even though it's my name, it's not me. Amar, so says Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, ana nami amri lahu lav ihi hi. I also told the people that I signed with over here, I told them, I don't recognize you. I don't think you're the right woman. But then they explained to me, Mekeshu Dekashala. It's just that she became older. Right? She became older. Ubagala Kala, her voice has deepened. Meaning, and Rash Ram adds in, and now I see, Taka, it is you. It is you. Just age has gotten the better of you. Amar Abaya, so what's the psak? Afagav de Amar Rabbanon, even though the rabbis say, Kivan Shehiget Shuvein Elchozer Umagid, since we know the principle of once testimony is given, they cannot give testimony, re-give their testimony, right? Once you give a Haggadah, you cannot be Chozer Umagid, but still, in this case, so once he says it's not her, can he say it's her? No, Tzerva Me Rabbanon, Lav Urchala Medak. Now, great rabbis are not, it's not their derech to be so medactic. Medactic in what? Says Rashbam, women's features. And therefore, even though he wasn't medactic at the beginning, sometimes people change over time. And if people change over time, so therefore the original Haggadah is like an Amasla. And therefore, we know that he wasn't so careful at the beginning, so therefore we can count his testimony, or his it's not even Eidos here, but we can count his later statement. What is the source for that principle of Kivin Shehigid? Shuvin Chozer Umagid. It's the source of that. So Rashi says in Maseches Ksubis, where this comes up, that's the main, here it just comes up Derech Agav, but the main sugya is in Ksubis, Yud Ches Amid Beis, Kivin Shehigid Shuvin Chozer Umagid. So Rashi quotes there, Tegabi Eidos Chada Hagada Ksiva. By Eidos, it says one Haggadah in the Torah, Im Lo Yagid. Im Lo Yagid V'Nasavono. Right, this is by the concept of Shuas Eidos, if you don't give testimony, it uses Haggadah. So Haggadah is one Haggadah. So that is Rashi. You look in the Ritva there, in Ksubis Tachiches Mabez, he quotes three different Shatim. What is the source for Kivan Shehigit? Yesha Pirshu, he quotes first, Midachsev Im Lo Yagid V'Nasavono. The Islam the Medrash, Kivan, Shelo Higid, Shuv Enochozu Umagid. It says Imlo Yagid, so we darshin, once he was not Magid something, he can't be Magided again. Similar, he compares this to the Drasha. That Drasha is not in the Gemara. He compares this to the Drasha in Mesechas Yevamis, Kivan, Shelo Bana, Shuv Lo Yivne. Once a Yavam decides not to do Yivam, he can't change his mind. Once you do Chalitza, right, that's it. So too, Kivan Shehigit Shuveno Yagit. That's the first possibility. Kivan Shehigit Betchila Ben Yezeh Shabalomar Achshav Shuveno Chozer Umagit. Then the Ritva says V'Acherim Pirshu. Another pshat. De'im Tim Salomar Chozer Umagit. It's a svara. If you say you can retract your testimony, then nobody will ever be chay of a carbon shvuas ha'edus. What's a carbon shvuas ha'edus? If I know testimony for somebody and I deny knowing it, and I swear that I don't know about it, then I admit afterwards. So I have to bring a carbon. But if I could always change my testimony, I'll never be chayav that shvua. Right? That's the svara. And they said, that's what I think Rashi, that he says, he quotes the Rashbam here. Right? He says, that's what I think that's what he's leaning towards. It's one Haggadah. Where does he get that from? Because he's quoting the Pasuk, Rashi, Yuches Mabez, the Pasuk there is by Shua Sa'edus. So says, that's the second pshat the Ritva quotes. And the Ritva does not like that pshat. Veloni Hira. He says, why? Because Shua Sa'edus, you didn't give a Haggadah originally. It's not that you said slang it out, you're not allowed to change. You didn't say anything. at the beginning. The chiyuv shuas edus einu ela b'misha kavash edusa v'lo hegid. V'yalzeh roi l'chayvo karbon. Even if we accept your testimony the second time, you could be able to accept. You don't have to say kivet shehegid. You'll still be chayvo karbon because you denied it originally. So the Ritva doesn't like that second shot. He doesn't like the first shot either, but then he quotes the third shot, the one he likes. And that is Aval HaNachon. What is the source for Kivin Shehegid? It's fascinating that there's nowhere, no Gemara that says it. You know, many principles in the Gemara quotes a principle and says the source for it. Right? But here, the Gemara doesn't say quote a source. The Gemara just says the principle. Aval HaNachon says the Ritva, Denafgalon Hai Pirusha Delo Yagid Mi Dechsiv Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. Right, we know the pasuk that by the word mouth of two witnesses, the item will be established. What does that mean? Two witnesses say something, the item is established. If you could undermine it later, that means it's not established. Alma, alma sheheidu bebezdin miskayim hadin lizkus lizchus olachova la'alter v'im yecholon lachzor la'id hech yakum davar. That won't be considered a yakum davar if they will be able to retract their testimony. So that is the Ritva in Ksubas. That's regarding the makor of Kivin Shehigit Shubin and Chozur Magid. Fine. So then back to the Gemara though. So the Gemara said though, because it's the Rabbanan are so medactic, therefore we trust that he can retract, so to speak, his testimony. But there's more to talk about here on that line. A number of things. Number one, Rabbi Chanan says, if they're so not medactic, how do we trust him in the first place? He's so not medactic. So he's allowed to change it. Maybe he's wrong the second time too, says Rabbi Chanan. So maybe he's not medactic. V'kasha kivan ditzurva me'rabanan lo daik b'nashim eich efshar lismach alei duso b'zek lal. V'gam huatzmo eich mutu lo lahad v'davrish lo diktik bo. How could he himself give testimony? V'chein b'chol davrish emotzi l'taus. So he says it must be based on a rov. Because most of the time people don't make mistakes. Even though not so medactic, they're basically right, unless it's pointed out that they're wrong. Rov pami main toin, p'shem haki lo chayshinan shemato, elem kein amru ta'inu. So Rabbi Chanan says it must be based on a rov that you say that. Fine. But then there is a major discussion in the Ritva here. In the Ritva here, and then we will move on. Again, this daf is jam-packed. Jam-packed. But we'll do what we can. Says the Ritva. You're saying, yeah, it's good that you're giving it. Okay. Okay. What can I do? But, my wife gets schar for this one. I'm leaving right after the shir. Ezrat Hashem. Says the Ritva here. Mikom makom shaminan mehacha. You know what you see from this Gemara? Sheyachol Adam lismoch bazeh al pi eid echad viafilu al isha v'karuv. When we want to know, is this woman? Recognition of people. You're so and so. Do we need Adam about that? Says the Ritva, you see from this Gemara, you don't need Adam. Even isha karov eid echad di islak adaitach kishnayim heidu lo badaver betchila. Because if you needed two, what do you mean? He's not medakte. What are you worried about him for? The two people testifying about it. It must be that you don't need it. Why? Why don't you need two witnesses, edus, to say who a person is? Because it is a milsa da avida ligluye. Very important principle. And that is, it's something that's going to be revealed eventually. And therefore, nehi sheim somchan al baldavar atzmo, you don't trust the person himself, ami, but somchan al piyed echad vafilu karov, O Isha. And then he quotes the comparison. Ukeshem shesomchin le'inyan chalitza, lomar shezeh hayavim vizu hayavama. Just like in Yavamis, we have daflametesima beis, where we say that it is a milsa da avidi legluye, for people to say, this is the yavam, this is the yavama, so we allow chalitza, we allow yivim to be done. Kain nirali, so too here. I think this is also allowed, without real testimony. V'chein das harashba. And say that the Rashba agrees with me, and he quotes others that argue, but I don't like what they say. So this is the Ritva quoting the principle of Milsa Davidi Legluye. So that is a principle that some interpret as an umdina, some interpret as a rove. There are different achronim that interpret it in different ways, but this is the principle. Where else does this come up? Milsa Davidi Legluye. So two places. Number one is the case that the Ritva compared it to, and that is by Yibman Chalitza. Says the Rambam. This is the last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin. Last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin. So this isn't about Yibman Chalitza. I'm sorry, it's not exactly. By Yibman Chalitza, that's A. Number two is this Rambam, which is about Eidus Isha. Al Yiksha Be'inecha Shehitiru Chachamim Ha'erva Hachamura Be'edus Isha O Evet O Shivcha O Goy HaMesiach Lefitumo Ve'ed Mipi Eid U Mipi Aksav U Belo Jewish HaKira. 15 different kulas. The last two prakim in Yevamos talk all about the kulas of Eid Mipi'eid. Right? You're allowed to trust. Bishumi guna akilu bei rabbanan. But that's all. Don't be so worried about that halacha, says the Rambam. Shelo hikpi the Torah al ha'edus shnei edim v'shar mishpatei edus ela bedavar she'ein ata yachol la'amod al biryo ela mipi ha'edim ube'edusan. When do you need edus? When you could only get the information from the edus. That's when you need the edus. That's when you were right. Kagon she'eidu she'zeh haragazeh ohilva zeh Reuben killed Shimon. You only know that from the edim. So if that's the case, that's when you need real edus. Avaldavar she'efsher lamad al biryo shalomi piyedaze. If you could figure out the information without this aid, the ena aid yachol lihishamed im ena davar ames, and the aid can't get out of it. If the aid says Reuben died, and then Reuben walks into the bezdin, nothing the aid could do. So in that type of case, lohikpida Torah alav. Why shedavar rachoku sheyaid bo ha'aid b'sheker. It's very, very not likely the aid is giving false testimony. Then the Rambam adds a line which has troubled many, many Mefarshim. So far, the Rambam has sounded like... Well, what does the Rambam sound like? I skipped over it. What was the first line of the Rambam? Al yiksha beinecha shehitiru chachamim. Dot, 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 dot. Sounds like it's the Rabbanan. Then he quotes this principle, which is a Daraisa principle, for five lines. And now he goes back. Leficha hekilu chachamim bedavar zeve minu boed echad ebi b'shivcha, etc. The last halakha in the Lesgerishin, all the Mefarshim try to figure out why the Rambam talks about Darabanan, then he seems to be on a Daraisa level, then he talks about Daraisa, Darabanan again. Either way, but this is the one source where we have Milsa da'avidi ligluye. Where's another source? It comes up in Mesechas Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah daf chav beis. Where the Gemara says that when Ula came, Omar, Kitshul Yarchim Marava. People come and testify that they were Makadish the Chodesh. They're Makadish the Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. So you added, so Ula came and told us. So the Gemara says, Lomi boy Ula Degavar Rabahu Dimahemin, Elafidu Inishta Almanami Mehemin. Anybody who would come and tell us that Kiddush HaChodesh took place in Eretz Yisrael, we believe him. Why? My time, call Milsa Davidi Legluya Lamashakri Bayanshi. People don't lie. Because they're going to find out in a week, 2-3 days anyway. So we don't assume people will lie in that circumstance. That's quoted right here in the Ritva. This is the Milsa Davidi Legluye, who this woman is, and therefore you don't need real Eitus. Good. Vaiter, second line. Hahutavar Davi Chasamale Revir Miyabaraba. Again, Revir Miyabaraba. Same person. Was signed on another document. Amrele Lav Anohave. Again, she says, I guess he, right? She says, I'm not this person. All my loss, here he says, no, Ivra Antavis. No, it's you. This time he remembered, it's you. Amr Abaya, Apa, now we have the opposite. Apa got the Tzervah Mirabana, La Baruch El Medak. How does he know so clearly? Right, Tzervah Mirabana, don't focus so much. Kivan the dog duck. But if they focus, then they know who it is, then we don't second guess them. We trust. Amr Abaya, Hait Tzervah Mirabanan, Da'azin L'Kedushe Itza, A Tzervah Mirabanan. A great rabbi who, let's say, Torasa Umnaso, some great rabbi that's going to be Makadish a woman, Nidbar Am Ha'aretz Ba'adeh, let him take an Am Ha'aretz with him. Dilma, what's an Am Ha'aretz? Somebody who has the less standard than he does. Dilma, but the post can point out, we could be talking about somebody who violates Yisurim. You know, that he doesn't have Neman anyway. Maybe somebody who's more involved in the world, and therefore he focuses, or he knows about female features, more than this Talmud Chacham who was not involved in the world at all. Dilma, why should you take him along? Dilma Machlefu Lamine. Maybe they will Rachel and Leah him. And therefore, take somebody else along to make sure that there's no funny business, and therefore, he focuses and marries the right person. Says the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Chaf Aleph Gimel. Well, you're not supposed to look at your wife before you get married. Doesn't the Gemara and Ksuba say, also Lekadish Ashirena? You're not allowed to. Is there a difference between Yirena, to see her, and Histaklus focusing? The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Mutter lehistakel bifnei hapnuya, ulabadka, bein besula, bein beula, kedei sheyira, im hi no'e be'enav, yisa'ena. Right, you gotta think your wife, you gotta be attracted to your wife before, right? That's part, it's not why you marry, not why a man marries a woman, for the chitzonius, but it has to be some type of, right, the Gemara says in good Kiddushin, if you don't do this, you're going to come to a violation of the Yaftal Recha Gamocha. Right, yeah, so the Rambam says, you have to look. Ve'ein bazet sadisir, ve'lo od, el shiroi lasos kein. It's not only not wrong, but it's a good idea. And the Magen Mishnah says, this is exactly what it says, a Kiddushin, also the Kaddish Hashirana. But the Ravid jumps on the Rambam, based on our Gemara. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, Chachamim Adru, Lidbar Amar Aretz Badei, Alma, Ein Derech Talmid Chachamim Bekach. That Gemara in Kiddushin is not about a Talmud Chacham. Also the Kaddish Hashirana, that's for everybody else in the world. Talmud Chacham, let him take somebody else. He'll trust him if he's, if she's attractive. Right, that's what he seems to say. So again, that's what he says. Again, you also might limit our Gemara. Our Gemara is just about no tricking. No tricking. But that's what the Magen Mishnah says. The Magen Mishnah says, Veinzu Asaga. No, I don't agree with this Ravid. Lefishet Servim Mirabon, and Afilu Nistako Bo Batka Pamachas. Lo Yakirim Yachlifua, Lefishinu Rogel Nistako, but Servus Anashim. Avalama Aretz Yakira, but Pamachas. No, if he looks at her once, so the Ama Aretz will be able to recognize her the next time. But the first time, you got to look to know if this is the woman that you want to spend your life with. But that is Rambam Ravid Magid Mishnah. Interesting. What about? Oh, where's my? Let's go into the Shulchan Aruch is behind my desk. Shulchan Aruch in the Eben Ezer should be straight across. It's halacha that we know that the Edom have to witness the Kiddushin behind. Is it there or on the desk? If not, then forget it. I put it back in the Eben Ezer, the big Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is the Rama quotes that there is a minog for a kala to wear a veil over her eyes. So minog to wear to have that. So the question that is discussed by the poskim, thank you very much, says the Rama in Simin Lamed Aleph. Says the Rama in Simin Lamed Aleph. Let's find it. You know what? It's in the Avnei Miluin. That's why I put it back. Sorry. The Avnei Miluin, you get the scar anyway. Right? The Rama quotes in Siman Lamed Aleph, Nohagin l'chasos pnei hakalos hatsnuos. So minhag to cover the face of the kala. Ve'eina makpidos b'ma makadish hasan. As if to say, I'm marrying this woman, I love her. Right? The pnimius is the ikker. So the shaila that's dealt with in the postgame is, do the edik kedushin have to see her face? Right? In certain circles, there are very thick tichels. Deck tichel, right? Very thick, right? In certain Hasidic circles, they have very thick, thick. So, what do the Edom have to see? So, in many other circles where it's a see-through veil, no problem. But is there an issue with the Edom not seeing the face? Right, this Gemara talks about looking at the features of the woman. So, the Avni Miluim, the Ksos, and Siman Lamed Aleph quotes the Maharit, who quotes his father, the Mabit. Right, a case where a man married a woman and it was totally covered and the Edom didn't see her face until after she left the chuppah. Then they lifted it up and they saw her and the Mabit says, no marriage. The Mabit says, no marriage, do it again. Do it again. Who cares if they saw it afterwards? Right, you have to see it, the Maisa Kedushin. Doesn't matter. And he quotes the Chuvas HaRashba based on this, but the Maharit doesn't really agree. He thinks as long as you see it afterwards, it's good enough. And the Avni Miluim also is notet lahakel. As long as everybody knows who it is, and afterwards you know who's going on to the chuppah, and you saw beforehand, and you saw afterwards, so he thinks it's anas umdunah demuchach that one doesn't have to see the actual faces. He quotes miu. Right, you don't see umdunah demuchach by the ring. If the Edom just see them go into a corner and then she comes out with a ring, so he must assume that this isn't as inherent part of the Maisa as the act of the ring. The Avni Miluim ends off, miyu b'minak shenagu ach shav l'chasos p'nei akalos hatsnuos lekach shash afilu odasa mabit. Kimen tohochsuk hashim hashimes kadeshes v'soklan ala chazakos. Nowadays, says the Avni Miluim, because it was a couple hundred years later, right, that the, you know, everybody knows. Maybe those who didn't know exactly, the Kiddushin they sent, you know, 12 months earlier. So maybe it wasn't as clear who the kala was, right? So let's say a telegraph, a shliach comes. I'm marrying the Stern girl, right? This girl, that girl. I meant the name Stern, right? The wolf girl. So you go in. Which one? Oh, the shliach says, oh, which girl was I sent to marry? So it's not always clear. So says the Avni Miluim. So maybe here it's different. The Aruch HaShulchan as well, 100 years ago, a little more than 100 years ago. The Aruch HaShulchan says, don't worry about it. It's okay that this is not called the Yediyah below Re'iyah. It's Re'iyah Mamish, because Kishago Haguf Omid Lefnei Ha'edim, the Ish Tfiyasayin Bahaguf, Av below parts of Panim. Right? They know the body of this kala. They know her height. They know her build. Vo'odet slenu kishenit nosnim la lishtos. And anyway, when she drinks a little bit of the wine, the veil gets lifted up anyway. So you see her face also. So, yesh bakam lahakel, according to a number of the poskim. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, va'ba'al nosin schar, v'chulu. The ba'al pays for the get. My taima, da'amar krova, kasa v'nasan. Right, he says he writes it, and he commissions the writing, and he gives it. The ha'in the law of the din ha'chi. What about nowadays? Says the Gemara, in the days of the Gemara, where we sometimes have the woman commission it. Shadu a rabban and Aisha ki hechad lo lishaye. Sometimes the husband's gonna give us 10 seconds to give the get. Rachmana litzlan, he's not gonna give it. So unless there's a get right there, he's not gonna give it. So that's why we allow the woman to commission it. Says the Nemuki Yosef here, but the Baal is still mitzav it. The Baal still gives the command, but that is what is done. Very important ritva here. The ritva here says, you know what's going on here? Hefker bezen hefker. The Rabbanon are taking the money of the woman and making it considered the money of the man. Hefker bezen hefker. And that ritva is important. Why? Because we know there is a major discussion in the Rishonim. Hefker bezen hefker. Do Bezdin have the power to remove money from you and that's it? Or do they even have the power to be makna it to somebody else? And the Achronim, the Amshal Shlomo in Yavama says maybe it's totally on the two different sources quoted in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. But that is a big question. But this Ritva is taking a stand that it's even good for Hakna, right? Because he's saying, the Ritva is saying Hefker bezen hefker makes it as if it's considered the husband's money. So that's an important Ritva right here. Okay, that's like the Rashba, his Rebbe, the Rashba in Gittin Lamed Vav. That Rashba says the same thing, that it's even good for Hakna. Viter. Says the Gemara, Kosvin shtar lalova ava bishein malva ima. We said the love, right? So we write our shtar with the love, even though the malva is not there, and the love pays for the shtar. The love pays for it. So there's Gemara pshita. Of course, the love pays, right? He's the one that's getting benefit. Lo tzricha beiska. No, it's even in an iska, which we discussed in b'metzia, which means it's a loan, but it's also a partnership. Maybe we're going to split the profit. Even there, the love, in quotes, has to pay for the shtar. Kosin shtar lamocher afal bishein lokeach imo. And again, the buyer has to pay for the document. Pshita. Again, it's pasha because he's benefiting. Lo tzricha b'mocher sadeo mebnei rasa. No, it's even if a person's selling a field because it's just a bad investment. So there, the mocher is also getting benefit. Still, the lokeach buys, pays for it. Ein kosin shtar yeresin v'chulu pshita. Again, it's pasha that they, the by shtar yeresin, they both. It has to be done midah shnehem, right? We said this morning that these are the shtari psiktas, the shtaras that are the agreements between the parties, the parents. So of course you have to do it in the da'as of shnehem, and the chasin pays for it, and the chasin has to pay for it. After all, he's getting a kala. So pshita lo tzricha no dafilu tzurva mirabanan. Even if the chasin is a yush tamen chacham, denichale lechamur lekrove, meaning it's a great son-in-law. Great son-in-law is getting, even there, the son-in-law is considered the nehene, and therefore he writes the shtar. Enkos and shtar, risos v'kablon is v'chulu. Again, shtar of sharecropping is written by the kablon, or by the sharecropper. Pshita, he's getting the benefit. Lotzricha, vibura. Even in a case where the field is going to lie fallow for a couple of years, and therefore, there is no direct benefit, immediate benefit to the sharecropper, still he has to write the shtar. Enkos and shtari birurin elamidashayim. Shtari birurin have to be written based on the das of both parties. My shtari birurin, what are they? So we said one this morning, but really the Gemara has two options. Hacha targimu shtari tanasa. One is the stenographer of the court, right? It means the tainas of everybody. So that has to be written when they're both there. The tainas of everybody. Rav Yirmiyah, so therefore the Bezdin could look at that, review the case, and then come to a decision. Rav Yirmiyah Baraba Amar, Zebar lo echad, Zebar lo echad. What we said this morning, where each one of the parties chooses a dayan, and they choose a third dayan. So they choose such a dayan. That's recorded in this shtar. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, L'shneim Kosvin. No, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, you write two shtaris. When it comes to these shtar birurin at the end, no, they each get their own shtar. So what's this machlokas about? So lema bekofin al midas dom kamiflagi. Maybe they're arguing about midas dom. What's midas dom? So Pirkei Avos it says shali shali v'shalcha shalcha shalach shalach. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. Right? No, we shall not come together at all. That's midas dom. So does Bezdin force a person not to act that way? That's the machlokas. The Mar Savar Kofin. One opinion says, Besdin forces them not to act. And therefore one of them says, hey, I want my own shtar. We say, tough. Tough. You can't have your own shtar. Share. Be an achdus person. So we're kofin al midas tom. Umar savar ain't kofin. And the other person says, no, we're not kofin. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. So we give him the right to have two shtaris. So is that what they're arguing about? So the Gemara says, lo. To kuli ama kofin. Now everybody agrees Besdin would be kofin. They don't want you to act that way. Ah, if that's true, so then why would we allow a person to get his own shtar? No, because he could say, I'm losing. Kodam ita stom means, because it's no, you don't lose anything by giving me and giving sharing. But here he's saying, no, I don't want your words right next to my words in the shtar. Why? The dumbest alai ki arya arva. You're like a lion about to pounce. Because if your words are right there, you have much better ways of saying it. You're going to see yours and you're going to start arguing with me whenever you look at the shtar. It's just not good to have all the words written in the same document, and therefore there's a hefsid, so it's not a regular case of midas stone. Period. Okay. Asmachta. Masnisa. Misha para mixas chovo. If somebody pays up half his loan, v'hishlish eshtaro, and they give the shtar to a third party. Reuven and Shimon have a loan. Reuven pays Shimon half the loan back, and he says, you know what, I don't have the other $50. So, you know what, let's give the shtar to Levi. And Levi, in a week from now, if I don't give him back the other 50, give him back the shtar. And then he'll be able to collect the full 100. So that's hishlish eshtaro, v'omar lo, and he says, im lo, etein locha. Mikan vad yom ploni, if I don't pay you, and by that time, tein lo shtaro, give him back his shtar, higi yezman v'lo nasan, and the time came and he did not give, so does the third party give back the shtar? Rav Yossi omar yitein, Rav Yehuda omar lo yitein. Right? What's the issue? But my kamiflagi, Rav Yossi savar asmachta kanya. Rav Yossi says, give it, because asmachta is kanya. What is asmachta? Rashi says all over Shas. Asmachta is when I commit to something, to an event, when I commit to a future event, which I'm not sure the outcome is going to be. That's the general definition of asmachta. I commit today to something based on a future event, and I don't know what the outcome is going to be. So Rav Yossi says, even though I'm not so committed, because I don't know what's going to be, it's still kona, it still works. As Rav Yossi's of asmachta kani, therefore he committed to something he never thought it would happen. They would have to pay back another 50. But you know what? It happened, and it's kona. Rav Yehuda of asmachta lo kanya. And Rav Yehuda says, no, asmachta is not kona. Doesn't work, and therefore you don't give it back. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav, Halacha Rav Yossi. Wow. Halacha like Rav Yossi, that's Machlis Kanya. Ki also the Kami Rabbi Yami. When they came in front of Rabbi Yami, Amar Lahu, he said to them, V'chim Yakash Rabbi Yochanan Malamdenu Pam Rishona V'shnia, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Ani Ma'asa. Rabbi Yochanan gave us 10 shiurim, and he always said, Halacha like Rabbi Yossi. So what am I supposed to do? But the Gemara says, V'yan Halacha Rabbi Yossi. But we do not pass him like Rabbi Yossi, and that is what we hold. Right? Look in Sanhedrin, we'll get to that, Beis Hashem, in Sanhedrin, and Daf Chav Dalad, which is the main sugya of Asmachta in Shas. We know that Asmachta is Lo Kanya. The big shaila is, what is Asmachta? What is Asmachta? Right? That's the issue of gambling. Right? Is Asmachta? According to most forms of gambling that we have, are Aser, Midra Banan. Because any time, and again, I have to go through that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Dalad, which hopefully we'll get to B'ezras Hashem in a couple of weeks. Rishonim say that if there's any skill involved, then I don't fully part with my money. It doesn't matter what a person says. If there's any skill involved, therefore I don't fully part with my money, and therefore I that's gezel midrabanan. It's not stealing mamish. I'm not grabbing it, but it's gezel midrabanan. And that whole sugya, by the way, reflects the high standard that Judaism has for how we treat other people's money. Even though you're giving it to me willingly, I lost the game, so I'm giving it to you. But you know what? Judaism says I'm stealing. I'm not taking it. The standard that we have when it comes to asmachta. What about a lottery ticket? What about a lottery ticket? So Rav Avadya answers lottery tickets in a shuva. Yechavadas. Or Yabi Omer, I think. But Ashkenazic poskim, many other poskim, are matir, based on the fact Rav Sternbach has a tshuva. We'll talk about this inside at one point, just can't right now. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva where he says that a lottery ticket is just like buying a house. You buy a house, the transaction's finished today. It might appreciate in value, that's what you hope. But what, if your house appreciates, that's asmachta? No, the transaction's over today. So too, buy a lottery ticket. Today's worth $1, and tomorrow, hopefully, it'll be worth $1 million. But I have the asset now. It's like a stock. You have the asset now. Right? Some of the Talmidim say, ah, why is it different than chips? Right? Forgetting all the other issues that, you know, wherever there might be something with chips, there are a lot of other averas going on around there. Forget the specific issur d'rabbanan possibly of gambling. But there are many other issues, and we have to be honest and realize that this is a machla in many worlds. This is a major machla, terrible machla. But it's a pasul la'edus. One of my Talmidim asked me yesterday, he says, what if I know one of my father's good friends gambles? Could he be an aid at my wedding? I said, send it to the Masada Kedushin, you know, before the wedding. I said, have the Rabbanah be the Eidim. Again, but these are serious issues. And people know it's wrong. They just say, ah, no, come on. No, we know a little of it. I'm putting it on the table. Doesn't that solve everything? I don't know who I'm taking it from. It's the house. You know, it's not, besides all the other averes that go along, the associate behaviors of gambling. But this is the specific issue is that it's anything dealing with having any skill, right? This is in Yonah Diyoma, 3 days before the Super Bowl, when the day that the most money changes hands than in any other day throughout the year, right? So Jews have to know what to be involved in and what not to be involved in, right? So that is something very serious, okay? Good. Let's continue. So again, that's, we can spend a lot more time on Asmachta, but not for now. Just one note. There is a big discussion, which we're not getting into. What's the difference between Asmachta and Tnai? That's all the Rishonim deal with that here, the Ramban, the Rashba, what's the difference? But just to mention one source that's here, the Rimigash. Why isn't this Ribbis here? Where I gave you back $50, and if you don't pay me back, I'll give you back all of it. Why isn't that Ribbis? Forget Gazel, Ribbis. So says the Rimigash, no, it's not Ribbis. We discussed this back in Bo Metzia also. Because here, the extra money that I'm going to give, you're going to give back the Shtar, that's a fine. That's a punishment for not paying on time. It's not more money based on the fact that I extend the loan. It's not agar natar, as the Gemara calls it, paying for the time. If you don't pay me by now, then you owe me this amount of money. That's a punishment, a one lump sum fine. So the Rimigash says, that's why here, it is not ribis, but it is just a knas. It's like a knas. We discussed that the Ramban and the Ritva said that in Bava Metzia as well. Okay, let's continue. Misha nimchak shtar chovo. Again, all hilchos shtaris, right here. Somebody has a shtar that got rubbed out. Rubbed out. Remember, documents were on parchment, so you can't read. Part of it is illegible. So you see some of it. So you get edim. Ubalafnei bezdin, and they come and they testify. Va'osin lokiyim. If there were edim that know exactly what was written in the shtar, so you could write a new shtar. Ish ploni ben ploni, nimchak shtaro bion ploni. So and so had his shtar rubbed out. Uploni ploni eda, and the ploni and ploni were his edim. They were the edim that were signed in the shtar. So you have edim saying who was signed. That's how the Rashbam in the last bottom line says it. Tosva says, not only do you say that, but you testify, so top Tosis, v'nira l'ri, after he quotes the Rashbam, shemazkir nami o'edim sheheidu shero oso ashtar. These were the edim signed in the shtar, and these were the edim that know what was written in the shtar, unless they themselves are those witnesses. Fine. So you could rewrite a shtar basically with edus. Tanur Rabbanan. Ezel kiyumo. So what do you write on the new shtar? How do you write a new shtar that was rubbed out? Remember, this was very lemaisa probably in those days. Very lemaisa. B'mosav tlasa avina. We were three people. We judges. Anu. Ploni, uploni, uploni. Hotzi ploni ben ploni shtar machok lefaninu b'yom ploni. So and so took out a worn out shtar on yom ploni. What is that yom ploni going on? Is that going on the date that the shtar had in it, or the date that they're testifying that it was rubbed out? Right? It's not 100% clear in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's the date that they're testifying right now. Because you cannot create shibudim going back to the earlier date. Even if you know it's true, you're writing a new shtar. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, clearly the yom here that we're talking about is the yom today. Nira be'enai she'en kosin zman rishon el zman akiyum. V'hainu dektani nimchak shtaro b'yom ploni. D'sfir le'latana d'mastisa and she'en bezdin yecholom l'shabed l'mafreya es halakuchos b'shtar she'osin lo'achshav. Right, the yamr she'osin lo'kiyim, if you say that it's the kiyim from the earlier date, ma'lohem liftov nimchak shtar, just don't write any mechika, just write the shtar over again. So it must be, no, you can only do it from today. Only do it from today, but you still need a bezdin. But you still need a bezdin. Kiva she'bo'am l'shabed halakuchos mikana l'haba, you still need a bezdin to do that. Okay, so you write over the star, uploni uploni edov, these are the edim, the im kasebo, and if it's written in there, huskaknu le dusan shel edim, the nim says dusan mechuvenes, if they could figure out who the edim were, and Bezdin goes and talks to the witnesses, the original witnesses, to find out everything is perfect, gove, venetzoch levi raya, then it's a very useful star, and they don't need any more rayas. Excuse me, because you spoke to the original witnesses. And if not, then you got to bring a raya just to make sure that you know that this is what was written in the shtar. Nikra pasul, niskara kosher. If it was ripped, right now we think nikra means if it was ripped by somebody ripped it. So that's pasul, because we think somebody ripped it on purpose. Niskara, if it got ripped by accident, nifal, kosher, then it's kosher. Nimchak on itashdesh, if it got rubbed out, in rishuma nikar kosher, as long as you could still tell basically what it says, even though it's lighter, it is still kosher. Hey, that's the brisa. Heikidami nikra, heikidami niskara. So what is the difference? Why is nikra pasul and niskara kosher? Amrav Yehuda, no, it's not as what we thought. Nikra karash al bezdin. Niskara karash einu shal bezdin. Nikra is a formal bezdin's rip. Heichidami Karash al Bezdin, what is that? Two opinions. Amr of Yehuda, Makam Edim, Makam Azmanu, Makam Atorif. Rav Yehuda says, it's where the rip is, Makam Edim, Azmanu, Torif. The Ritva says, any one of them. Any one of them. If the rip is through, basically, an important part of the shtar. Right? Interesting, also here, the Mefarshim point out, Zman is not part of the Torif. Edim, Zman, and Torif. Or it, just here, it's just picking it, but it doesn't really. Can you bring a raya from here that Zman is not part of the Torah? Abaya Amar Shesi Va'arev. It means he made an X. That's a Kera of Bezdin. Okay. Good. Hanu Arvoy Da'asul Pumpadisa. There was some Arvoy. What's Arvoy? So the Rashbam says Yishma'elim. Da'asul Pumpadisa. They came to Pumpadisa. Da'avil Ka'ansi Arata Da'insha. They used to take fields from people and take their shtaris as well. So Asu Marva Saihu Lakami Dabaya, the owner of these fields, came to Abaya. Could you help me out? Right? There's Abaya again. She's the Staris man. Amarle Lechsi Mar Stare. So Velichtovlon Mar Stara Achrina Le. Write us a new star. Please write us another star. We'll show you this star. Write us another one. The Mistis Chana Tinan Chabiyadan. At least we'll have one backup. We'll have one backup, and therefore, please write it for us. Abaya did not want to. Amar lahu ma'eva lahu. What can I do for you? Damar of safra and kosin shei shoros al sadachas. You can't have two deeds on one property. Dilma tarif hader tarif. Maybe you use it for wrong reasons, right? You'll have the deed. You say, oh, it's still mine, so I can't write you another star. Havi katar delay. They will match it and they say, come on, Abaya, you have to do something for us. So Abaya said, Amar lahu safra zil kasev lu hu al amachak the eight of alaniar the puzzle. He told the sofer, trick him. That's the pashas. Right? I just need them to get off my back. I have nothing to do for them. So just write the shtar for them. They'll take it. They'll think it's a kosher shtar, but it's really a pasul shtar. As we discussed, they write the shtar on the erase part and the edav on the other. Meaning, it seems like write the whole shtar, erase it, then write the whole shtar again on top. And we had a couple of lot ago that this is pasul. The Ritva deals with how can he go and trick them. How is he allowed to go and trick them? The Rabbeinu Gershom says, no, it wouldn't be a trick on the second line. Second line on the bottom. No, it would be good enough to be a riot in this type of case where you know it was taken by Anasim. Okay, that's the Rabbeinu Gershom. It wasn't a trick. Either way, so Amalei Rav Acha Bar Minyomi Labaya V'dilma Rishumei Nikar. But 1 minute, you're telling him to erase the top and then rewrite it, but maybe the original will still be Nikar V'tanya Nimchako Natashish Rishumei Nikar Kasher. It's going to be Kasher anyway. It's going to be a full star anyway. So, according to the Rashbam, you would say, so it's not a trick, right? It's going to be a useful star anyway. And according to the Rashbam, it's going to be a full star, so maybe they're going to use it in for negative purposes. So Amalei, no. Ki kamina star ma'alya. Aleph base ba'alma kamina. No, on top, don't write the whole star out. Just write the aleph base gimel dalad, and then erase it. Just get an erased surface. The question was that, hey, if you write the whole star out, maybe even after you erase it, you'll still see Rishu Monikar. Somebody said, no, I never meant that. Just write stam doodle. And then erase the shtar. Okay, so that is what is explained by the story of Abaya, and that's the end of the story. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, there's more asmachta, there's more discussion, but Be'ez Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we will, Be'ez Hashem, pick up on Tuesday.